Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In today's episode, David's heart is filled with immense gratitude. He celebrates a life well lived, a life that has spanned an incredible 92 years. Before we dive into the stories, the lessons, and the laughter, he gives his deepest thanks to God. Join David in a moment of reflection and gratitude as we acknowledge the faithfulness of God, who has guided, protected, and sustained David through 92 extraordinary years.
Once again, I'm talking to you, but at the moment I'm not going through scripture, but I want to speak about something that happened to me actually last Sunday when I was having a time with the Lord. And it's quite interesting because I can do something you can't do. And well, you can't do it in the same way that I can. And it's something which is to me is very important, because what I was meditating on is the way that the Lord has led me all my life. And looking back, it's quite clear. I was trying to actually find out when I was really conscious that the Lord was leading me. And I suppose it all goes back to when I was 15. And as you know my story, how that I was with a group of young people on holiday and the Lord called me out, separated me from the group for some while he dealt with me. And there's no question he was calling me to serve him. He wanted everything, and I only got peace when I literally surrendered everything in my life to him. Because I'm aware of the scripture where Jesus says, many are called, but only a few are chosen. I just felt from that moment that God had really specifically chosen me for a purpose. And as I was meditating, and I do go back to revisit that place, I've been back a few times, a number of times, to that place where I met with the Lord, and usually I go back there to thank him and say, well, thank you, Lord, that you called me in such a remarkable way. But the point that I'm trying to make is that the thing which was in my mind last Sunday while I was in prayer and meditating on the Lord is a sense of gratitude to the Lord for the whole of my life, because I just have a feeling, looking back, age 91, as I am at the moment, looking back, that virtually every part of my life seems to have been planned and organized by the Lord and of great benefit. And I was really thanking him, saying, well, thank you, Lord, that you took control of my life. Thank you for all the things that you organized and all the things that you've done all my life. And I don't regret anything. I wouldn't change it. I'm so grateful to you for all that happened, even with the cancers and with the prison and with the assassination attempts and all the other things. It was all part of a plan, and I just thank you. And I really was trying to spend, in fact, I went out for a walk to to really take time and thank the Lord for what he's done right throughout my life, and trying to imagine when I was really first conscious of his planning. And I suppose it goes back to when I was 17 or 18, very, very conscious that everything, including the job I had at that time, 17, in the bank in the City of London. And then, of course, when I went to the Bible College, and the fact that I was singled out amongst the students to pastor that church in Dorking full-time, in addition to be a full-time student. And out of all this, I just felt so much that God had done that. He had the hand. I loved it. I mean, I was so excited. Here I was. All the others were just studying in college. I could do that as a sideline while I was full-time running a church with all its meetings and all its visitation and so on. And it seems that from that time forward, every move in my life seems to had been planned by the Lord. I didn't realize at the time, but looking back now, I just thank God for every move, for everything, how even after 2 years in that church, how I was specifically chosen to go to another church to hold that crusade, and just everything. And I'd been listening to a song actually, where the soloist is singing "Only One Life to Offer," and you know, I was saying, "Lord, one life isn't enough." It's going to lead me on to something I'll tell you in a moment, but I'm just saying to the Lord, one life isn't enough. If I could live the lives of 100 men, I could never repay the Lord for what he's done. And it's a sense right up to now, everything even now that's happening in my life. Oh, yes, I've made mistakes. I've done silly things. But even where I've done what I would regard to be wrong and things that I shouldn't have done, yet God even turned those things to a purpose and a blessing in my life. And I was just saying to the Lord, I wish I could live the lives of 100 men, because even then I couldn't repay you for what you've done. And I sense in my life that serving God is not just something that I do as a job. It's just really in gratitude for what the Lord has done. I owe him so much. I can never, ever repay the debt that I owe. And then as I was thinking about it more deeply, there's a sense with all of you that are listening to me, and as well as myself, that even our salvation, and I was meditating on that, yes, our salvation is such a great miracle that the Lord came down to rescue us as individuals and chose us when we were yet sinners and away from God. And God, you know, we owe him a debt for that. But I just sense that I've got a double debt, because while I was thanking the Lord for his salvation and what that's meant in my life, I was thanking him because of the way that he's led me, you know, all my life. He's led me and directed me and planned everything in advance. And it's not just salvation. I need to give my life to him for that, yes. But more than that, it's the way that since I've known him, and since I suppose that moment when I was 15, when I really knew that the Lord was calling me to give him everything. I mean, that's what it was. It was a battle, and the Lord was saying, I want you, I want everything. And I'm saying, I've done enough. I was already preaching in the church. I'd been baptized. I had even received the Holy Spirit and so on. But the Lord was saying so much more. He wanted everything. And I just, as a young 15-year-old, I just had to give him everything. And it was very dramatic. I never forget the impact that it had on my life. And so I was just, I don't know, it's just this last Sunday for me was an incredible day, because I was just saying, Lord, just thank you that you chose me, thank you that you planned my life for me, thank you for all the things that you've done, absolutely everything, good and bad, everything, I love you for it, Lord, and can never thank you enough for the planning. You see what I'm trying to say? For the planning in my life, the way that you worked everything out for me, and where I was moved to, what I was called to do, and everything.
This year, in Central Asia, we will extend our evangelistic efforts, reaching these forgotten countries with the message of Christ. Your support will help us bring the transformative power of the gospel to so many people. You have an inheritance in Christ. It is expansive, beyond comprehension. And faith is the key which will unlock this power in your life. Through David Hathaway's book, Power Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored. Our prayer is that your eyes will be opened, that you will see and know what the hope is, what the riches are, the glory of God in you. David wants you to enter into the power and the riches of this glory. He wants you to experience and live in the fullness of the blessing. There is so much power available to those who will believe. In David Hathaway's book, Power, Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored, he will reveal the glory of your inheritance in Christ. Order your copy today by visiting eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.